In the end, the controversial ordinance passed by a single vote. It allows police to cite anyone sleeping on private property in the downtown core between midnight and 7 a.m. Many downtown merchants have complained to people using shuttered storefronts to shelter from the cold. Those concerns were heard by Assemblymembers Debbie White and Jerry Nan Curvis.
This isn't about the people on the sidewalk. This isn't about people in Marine Park. This is about people who have invested in our downtown community, who employ our neighbors.
We are trying to reinforce, at least in my mind, that I believe people have private property rights. And just because you're homeless doesn't supersede somebody else's private property rights.
Juneau Police Chief Bryce Johnson says the ordinance would be a tool
which would give us the option of either writing a ticket or taking someone to a jail for disorderly conduct.
It takes effect in mid-April when the city-run Thane Campground reopens. Opposition came from four assembly members, including Norton Gregory, who noted that many homeless people suffer from substance abuse and mental illness.
Those are the discussions that I wish we were having tonight and that we were talking about, rather than passing an ordinance about pushing these people out of the downtown area.
And Assemblyman Jesse Keel disputed the police chief's argument it would improve overall public safety.
Are people better off now in doorways? You bet they are. Because those abandoned mine buildings up above Gastineau Avenue are scary places. And there are no lights. And JP doesn't drive by and check.
Merchants who had complained that homeless people had harassed and intimidated their customers and employees were pleased with the vote. Eric Forrest owns the Red Dog Saloon downtown.
I personally think this will help, and I hope it's just the beginning of a longer process to address all the issues for the homeless in downtown Juneau.
Homeless residents reacted with dismay. 27-year-old Lisa Williams didn't have an answer on what to do next.
I'm scared of what's going to happen. I don't know where I'm going to go, and I'm afraid to go up to the woods. I have no idea what it's going to mean for me.
The ordinance began as an initiative by Juneau Mayor Ken Kelch, who proposed it after fielding complaints from merchants in December. He spoke briefly in prepared remarks.
I ask for the no camping ordinance be drafted and introduced for action. I accept full responsibility. It speaks to a core value of mine regarding respect for property of others.
The ACLU of Alaska has cautioned the city that a blanket ban on homeless people downtown would be unconstitutional. Courts have ruled homelessness can't be criminalized when the homeless population exceeds shelter space available. For that reason, City Attorney Amy Mead says this ordinance was drafted narrowly to only apply to private property. So what if the homeless campers move to public property, say in Marine Park?
But my advice to JPD is it would be potentially unconstitutional to enforce the camping ordinance against those people at that time.
The argument over this ordinance may be over, but both sides here agree that the quandary over Juneau's homeless problem continues. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.